especially there in Iowa. Congresswoman Bachman is looking forward to speaking with everyone. I want to remind you that this call will be about her trip to Iowa, and looking forward to meeting all of you and the people of Iowa. We're not here to discuss strategy or policy, so if you could please refrain your questions from that, and let's focus on the what we have to look forward to in Iowa. And I'd like to introduce you to Congresswoman Bachman.
Hello, everyone. My name is Michelle Bachman. It is an honor to be on this call today with you. Thank you for taking your time to do that. Before I move on to our exciting announcement events that we will be doing this coming weekend in Iowa, I first of all just wanted to extend my congratulations to Congressman Steve King and also to the entire Iowa delegation for sending a letter to President Obama asking him to grant Governor Branstad's request for a presidential major disaster declaration for the six counties that have been ravaged by the Missouri River flooding. I think this is a very important resolution. I trust the President will very quickly sign this. And again, I want to extend to the people over in Fremont, Harrison, Mills, Monona, Pottawatomi, and Woodbury counties my prayers for them as well. I was looking at the map, and I was concerned about the people that are over in those particular cities. We deal with this quite a bit in Minnesota as well, and I know this is very concerning to people, so I want to extend my congratulations to them. Also, before we get going on Sunday and Monday and then on to your questions, I also would like to let you know, first of all, and I'd like to just take a moment to let you know one particular announcement, that I am announcing that I will be participating in the August 13th AIM Straw Poll. Many of you know that today the decisions will be made by campaigns, and I wanted to let you know, first of all, to have the exclusive that we will be participating in the AIM Straw Poll. And as many of you know, we will be in Iowa for a welcome home reception, and we're looking forward to that. So again, want to extend again my prayers and sympathies to those, particularly those in the towns of Rulo and Brownville and Nebraska City and Plattsmouth, where they're the hardest hit, but also we look forward to being over in those particular counties as well and in those cities. To let you know the details of what we're looking at for our announcement that's coming up, on this Sunday, June 26th at 5:30 p.m. Central Standard Time, the Bachman for President campaign will be holding a welcome home event. This is because Waterloo is my home, and it's the home to our family for many generations. We'll be holding this at the Electric Park Ballroom. As many of you know, this is part of the National Cattle Congress. This has a great deal of memories for me. As a young girl, we went to the Cattle Congress every year as a family, and my parents, while they were dating and after they were married, often danced at the Electric Park Ballroom. So this is a great, wonderful memory. I'll be joined by family, by friends, and this is an event that we are inviting all of Iowa to attend, not just people in Waterloo, but we're inviting all of Iowa to come and join the Bachman for President campaign. And this is, it's a exciting time when I'll be able to thank people for everything that Iowa has given to me and really explaining part of the reason why we're launching out of Iowa. The actual formal announcement speech will be given Monday, June 27th at 9 o'clock Central Standard Time. That will be at the Snowden House in Waterloo, Iowa, at 306 Washington Street. Both of these events, the Welcome Home event on Sunday at 5:30 p.m. and the Monday formal announcement speech at 9 a.m. are open to the public. Press will be welcome at both of these events as well. We will then be leaving Iowa later on Monday. We'll be on our way to New Hampshire and South Carolina, but then we will return later in the week for a bus tour. I will be spending 3 days focusing solely on Iowa, July 2nd, 3rd, and 4th, and I'll also be participating in 4th of July parades as well in Iowa. We're very excited. We intend to be all over the state of Iowa when we return for our 3-day bus tour. And the reason why we're doing the Welcome Home event at the Cattle Congress on Sunday evening is, number one, I want to thank the people of Iowa. I love Iowa. I love the people there and all that they have given to me. but many people don't know my Iowa story, my roots, where I came from, the values that I was able to absorb from the beautiful people that poured into my life growing up in Iowa. I'm part of seven generations of Iowans. On one side of our family, we go back to the 1850s, and on the other side as well, we go back to pre-Civil War era in Iowa. And so I want to take the values and the voice of the people of Iowa. I've taken those values and that voice to the halls of Congress. Politicians have stood up and have started listening to that voice. Now I want to take the Iowa voice with me to the White House. I think that my story is relevant to what's happening in the United States today. Ours is reflective of what various immigrant communities have experienced as they've come into the United States, how they've built their families, how they've built success into their own lives, and how that success has in turn built up America to be what it is today. But I'll also be talking about the challenges and problems that we're confronting as a nation and how a Bachman presidency offers real solutions to confront those challenges and to be successful and to bring America up out of the challenges that we're facing today. Then I'll conclude by talking about how we can recapture that promise that I believe is our future, and I want to do that from Iowa. Now, I'd like to open up and take your questions, and thank you again for giving your time to be on this call.
If you would like to ask a question or have a comment, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad. This will place your question in the order it was received. Once again, if you would like to ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad now. We'll start with our first question.
Your hand is raised. Please ask your question when prompted. Press the pound sign to lower your hand.
Congresswoman, when you say you will participate in the straw poll, does that mean that you will be bidding to have a physical spot at the Ames campus?
Yes, it does. As you know, that is going on today, and I believe that it's later this afternoon when that process will open up, but we have made the decision that we will be bidding, and we're very excited about being in Ames and having a presence there. We've been delighted to see the level of response all across Iowa from Iowans toward a Bachman for presidency candidacy, and we look forward to being with people all across the state and to participating in that straw poll.
Mute off.
Hey, caller, please proceed with your question.
Hi. Sorry, kind of confused by the call protocol. I'm wondering, you mentioned your economic message. How will you tie that into the economic story of Waterloo?
Well, I'm 100% Norwegian. We are immigrants from Norway back in the 1850s. And when our family arrived in the United States, quite literally like other immigrants, they had the clothes on their back, they had a few belongings that they carried, and that was it. And they had their pluck and their imagination. And our family actually, on one part of the family, literally cut down trees, built a wagon, and forded that wagon across the Mississippi River and landed at Lansing, Iowa, and from there went into northeast Iowa and took their labor and their imagination and their hard work and their prudence and their decision to be frugal and to save money and not spend more than what they took in, and generation after generation built up strong families. And eventually, my father was the first person in our family to go to college, and he went to the State Teachers College of Iowa, which is now UNI, and then created a strong foundation for my brothers and I to be successful. I think that is very reflective of what I saw growing up in Iowa. We had both Democrats and Republicans in our family, and we really weren't overtly political, but we shared the same values. And I think the values that I learned in Waterloo are the values that are what the American success story is about, and that's what I want to take to the White House.
All right, as a reminder, if you'd like to ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad. Caller, please proceed with your question. Caller, your line is open. Please proceed with your question.
you grew up in Minnesota, you represent Minnesota. Why not make this big announcement in Minnesota?
Well, I was born in Waterloo, and I lived there until I was in sixth grade, and halfway through sixth grade, my father, who was an engineer at Chamberlain Corporation in Waterloo, received a job from Honeywell, and that took us up to Minnesota. I'm very proud of being in Minnesota and proud of the district that I represent, but what I often tell people, everything I needed to know I learned in Iowa, growing up in Iowa with those values. And I think it's very important that the background that I have and all of the roots that I have from extended family, that we make that announcement there. And again, that's why Sunday evening is a free event that is open to the public, because I want to embrace people in Waterloo and thank them for what they have given to me. I'm extremely grateful for this country, but even more so for Waterloo and for what I received growing up in northeastern Iowa. My mother was born in Mason City, and our entire family was primarily from northeast Iowa. So I want to be there to recognize and thank the people of Iowa for everything they have given to me, and in particular, their morals, their values, their character qualities, because that has served me throughout my life, and it's guided me throughout my life. It's guided me as a mother, as a businesswoman, as a tax lawyer, as a foster parent. It's guided me as a member of Congress. And those values will guide me as President of the United States. So I think it's very apropos that I return to the source of those values and morals and character to thank the people and invite them to be a part of this exciting campaign. That's why this is free and open to the public Sunday evening, but it's also free and open to the public on Monday morning as well. So I want the people in Iowa to know that this isn't about me, this is about them. And that's why I want them to be a part of this very exciting history-making announcement. And that's what this is. This is historic. This is an Iowan who wants to take an Iowa voice to the White House. It's historic, and I would like Iowa to be a part of this and come along with me on this journey.
Terry, we've got time for just one more question.
All right. Caller, please ask your question.
Congresswoman, this is Tom Beaumont from the AP. I know we've been concentrating on the Iowa aspect of the campaign, but can you comment quickly on what you see as the wisdom or lack thereof President Obama's decision to draw down troops in Afghanistan?
Well, Tom, I thank you for asking that question, and I look forward to getting into all of those policy questions. I will be releasing a statement on that I have already put together on Afghanistan. Right now, we're focusing on what we will be doing with our announcement in Iowa on Sunday and on Monday, and so I will defer answering your question until later on Afghanistan, but I think suffice it to say I'm very concerned about the president's policy and his continual effort to lead from behind, and I'll be issuing a further statement on that very shortly. If anyone has a further question on a Sunday or Monday, I'll be glad to answer that. Otherwise, I want to thank you for your time on the call today.
Ladies and gentlemen, this will conclude our conference. Thank you for joining us today.